Coming up, using nitric oxide to help sickle cell anemia patients. You're listening to Voices and Viewpoints on 88.5 WFDD. On today's Health and Medicine Report, research into nitrite and nitric oxide in sickle cell blood. One in 300 babies born in the United States from African descent will be born with sickle cell anemia. One in 10 babies in parts of Africa. Daniel Kim Shapiro, an associate professor of physics at Wake Forest University, has been awarded two major grants from the National Institutes of Health for his research into nitrite and nitric oxide in sickle cell blood, and he joins us today on Voices and Viewpoints to talk about his research and his hopes associated with it. Welcome to Voices and Viewpoints.
Thank you.
Talk to me about sickle cell anemia first. Let's remind people about this disease, what it is, and how it affects people.
Sickle cell disease is caused by a mutant form of hemoglobin, which is the oxygen-carrying molecule in the blood. In sickle cell anemia, this form of hemoglobin, the sickle cell hemoglobin, will polymerize, that is, form rods within these red blood cells. Normally, red blood cells have to go through blood vessels that are smaller than they are, and so they have to be very squishable, very deformable. But in sickle cell anemia, when you form these rods, the cells become misshapen, like that characteristic sickle shape that a lot of people know. And that blocks those blood vessels, and so that the blood basically stops, and you get poor perfusion. You don't get enough oxygen to those tissues.
We hear about people who suffer from sickle cell anemia experiencing pain. Why is that?
Well, we think that that's due to these occlusion events, and that's exactly right. In fact, that's one thing that makes it a really horrible disease, is that one of the primary symptoms is pain, where the red blood cells get stuck because they can't squish through these blood vessels, through the smaller blood vessels.
Wow, and that creates the pain that resonates throughout the entire body.
Yeah, I mean, that's right.
Yeah. Now, at one point, sickle cell anemia was fatal, and fatal at a very young age. Is that still the case?
Not in the United States, probably largely due to the prophylactic use of antibiotics. Now the average life expectancy is about 45 in the United States. In Africa, of course, most children who have it probably don't live past 2 years old or so.
Explain to me why death occurs from sickle cell anemia. Is it tissue dying or what happens?
Often it's due to infection, and it's all associated with vascular dysfunction that leads to poor oxygenation of tissues, and then you have organ failure. And so you also have other vascular problems. A lot of people will die of stroke.
But it is still largely unpredictable.
It is often. I mean, there's a very big heterogeneity in how this disease affects people. So some people, they're in the hospital all the time, and they just don't do well. Whereas others, they may not, I mean, if they weren't diagnosed, they may not know they have the disease until they're well into adulthood.
Talk to me about your research. Nitrite oxide, how does that come into play, and what kind of hope is that giving?
So nitric oxide is a molecule that's made in your body naturally. And so the endothelial cells, for example, the cells that line your blood vessels, make nitric oxide. And that changes blood flow by opening or closing, if you have less nitric oxide, the size of the blood vessels. So it controls the flow rate. Nitric oxide is being actually studied right now in clinical trials as a treatment for sickle cell disease. Patients will breathe very small amounts of nitric oxide, and it's hoped that this will help the patients opening up blood vessels. Another aspect of sickle cell anemia is that these sickled cells are fragile and they break open, and so you have a release of the hemoglobin into the plasma, into the blood. And that's very bad because the plasma hemoglobin scavenges nitric oxide. It eats it up. So the nitric oxide's no longer available to open blood vessels.
So this really does sound like it's the key. And if I'm understanding you correctly, with larger blood vessels, then the cells, even though they are misshapen, would still be able to move through?
That's right. I mean, if you have a constricted blood vessel, then, you know, it's harder for the blood to get through.
Now, to your specific research as it relates to sickle cell, where are you?
We're looking for other ways to administer nitric oxide, and one of these ways may be nitrite. We here at Wake Forest helped discover that nitrite is actually converted to nitric oxide in the blood.
Now, when I hear nitrite, I think about salt.
That's correct.
So, am I breaking it down too far here?
No, that's exactly right. This is the exact same nitrite that's found in hot dogs. This was kind of a very big discovery because it was thought that nitrite really did nothing in the body. But now, according to our current thinking, we think that nitrite might actually be used in the body to make nitric oxide when it's needed. And so we think that this might be another and perhaps better way to administer nitric oxide to patients.
So what does that mean? They could take it in the form of what? A pill?
Potentially, yeah. And maybe even just eating more nitrite or nitrate, which would become nitrite.
That's interesting.
Right now the trials are with nitrite being injected intravenously, but we know that that's not going to be practical as a treatment.
Yeah.
Right now we're doing our work in the laboratory at the same time that clinical trials, beginning clinical trials are going on for various aspects of using nitrite. And at the same time that companies are starting to look at ways of packaging nitrite and putting it on the market so that hospitals will use it. So optimistically, I would say that nitrite may be available to people as a drug in 5 to 10 years.
Thank you so much for all you've done and for joining us today on Voices and Viewpoints. Daniel Kim Shapiro, Associate Professor of Physics at Wake Forest University. Thank you.
Thank you.